from Canberra, Australia.
Canberra!
We've heard of muskrat love, right?
Indeed.
Unfortunately, from that song made famous in the 70s.
Captain and Tennille.
Still hurts my brain.
But, I understand.
You had to bring that up.
Well, that's all right. How about koala love? A love story between two badly burned koalas rescued from Australia's deadly brush fires have provided some heartwarming relief after days of devastation. Sam and her new boyfriend, Bob, emerged after firefighter...
What?
I'm sorry?
Sam and Bob?
Sam and Bob.
But Sam's a girl.
Right.
Okay,
Samantha.
Good. I just want... Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I said her.
Yeah.
The story of Sam and her new boyfriend, Bob, emerged after volunteer firefighter Dave Tree used his mobile phone to film the rescue of the bewildered female found cowering and burned in a burned-out forest. I actually went to YouTube and looked at the video. It's very cute.
Drinking a little Aquafina there.
Drinking water out of a bottle. Yeah. And then the burned koala actually put her paw in his hand. He thought that it was because his hands were cold and her paws were burned, and it soothed her paw.
Aww.
So the camera literally shows the koala up on her hind legs and then putting her paw in his outstretched hand.
Aww.
And they took her to a koala rescue center in Australia, where she hooked up with Bob, and she and Bob have been inseparable ever since. Wherever she goes, Bob goes. They both suffered moderate burns. They say that it'll take about 4 months for them to recover. They'll be released back in the wild, but everything looks fine for Koala Sam, Koala Bob.
Sam being a girl.
Yeah. Yes, fine. Samantha.
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 Koala
yeah.
Samantha, Koala Aww. Bob. All right.
Aww.
Living in a koala world.
But remember, kids, don't try these with Bengal tigers in the trees.
Speaking of tigers, Henry Doherty Zoo is going to get a big tiger grant to study the hearing of tigers. $600,000.
So you can hear you coming with your little cart with your kids in them.
Actually, this is for to save them in the wild. If they can determine... the grant is $200,000 a year for 3 years. And by the way, this is another reason why the Henry Doherty Zoo in Omaha is a world-renowned zoo. They not only are pioneering in the way that they treat their animals and have them in their habitats, however, they also do a lot of research. And Henry Doherty Zoo built a sound laboratory so that they can test the low-frequency auditory capabilities of tigers. In other words, they're trying to figure out how tigers communicate. And if they can figure that out, they can help save them from poachers in Malaysia and the places where they, like, they go into villages and they get killed.
Right.
And they're very obviously
they're looking for food.
Well, yeah, and they're on the endangered species list. So that's what the research is trying to do, is to save tigers. So Dr. Lee Simmons, once again, and by the way, this is in conjunction with the Boys Town National Research Hospital.
Cool.
Why, I have no idea. But obviously because of the auditory.
Well, yeah, they have a world-class hearing center through there. You bet.
Yeah. What?
Sorry. So they're going to... Koalas.
I only got 3 hours of sleep.
We got to find that song. It's in my head now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. And of course,
here's the trivia question. If you don't mind me throwing
this
out.
Sure. No, not at all.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I thought, does anybody know the name of the muskrats who were in love in the song? Please email that to tscott@kvss.com.
I got it. It's in my head now. Yeah. I can't help it. I'm trying to remember the rest of the.
Susie
Sam. Muskrat Sam.
Well, Susie, Sam? Yeah, Susie was one of them.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
Yeah. Are you sure? Okay, just verify that out there.
I'm telling it was. And I'm trying to remember the rest of the lyrics. Oh, that was, I mean, that was almost as good as the Love Story song.
Okay. Or the theme from the Titanic.
Yeah.
That's to tell the story of our great... All right.
Nothing. Encore. Come back.
That was my
come
encore.
Come back to us.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock. And,
Crooner Scott, come back to us.
It's time to...
You're terrific when
run
you sing.
Run in terror. Winter storm.
T for terror.
Winter storm coming. Huge. Perfect storm. I wish I could find
three
audio from
inches,
that.
3 inches, right?
You're sailing right into it. I mean, it's 2 to 4, maybe 8 inches of snow. And as you said, Chris, you were walking to the door this morning. This is not a blizzard warning, folks.
Yeah.
So
this
we're not talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds and sub-zero temps. This is actually kind of a, I mean, if you like this kind of stuff, which I do, It doesn't sound like it's going to come, you
it's
know.
It's going to start after
today.
Five.
No, 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 no. It's on
about,
the way.
Oh, it's about
on
like its way. Nine-ish, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, mid-morning.
But it's going to start little.
Right now, I'm looking at a pretty organized system that's now the big blobs of green, in meteorological uh-huh. terms for you, is moving up my screen and just probably about 20 miles southwest of Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
And it'll move. It's basically going to move right up I-80. But it's not, again, it's not a blizzard. It's just a winter storm warning. And all you
where
kids.
Where will stop at the Henry Dorley Zoo.
Enjoy the day, the three-day weekend.
That's right.
What a deal.
12 minutes. It's going to be nice tomorrow.
30, so you can get out and go sledding.
I just have to say this for my brother-in-law and sister-in-law who moved down here from Minnesota, that they are turning on their radios now to find out that the schools are closed. And I'm sure they're going, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
because in Minnesota, I mean, you don't close those schools until there's 2 or 3 feet of snow that have fallen and you and it absolutely can't get out. And there had to have been ice storm and there has to have been.
Yeah, on the high side of this, if we get 8 inches of snow, that will be a prudential decision. That'll be good.
Yeah.
If we get it.
Well,
yeah.
In defense of we Nebraskans. First of all, Omaha Council Bluffs, you get school buses out on snowy streets, you know.
Yeah,
also, a lot of rural areas. I mean, there's so many small schools out here. And, you know, Columbus
might be getting snow right now.
The buses, yeah, they could be, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The buses are out on the gravel roads. And Minnesota has probably, 10 times the amount of snow removal equipment on the roads that we do.
That's absolutely one of the reasons why the taxes are so high. I mean,
they can't be higher than there in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What'd you say, Bruce?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
They're close. They're common. I mean, seriously, taxes in Minnesota are high. But, yeah, given proportionally to Nebraska, probably right.
It's Friday. What's coming up?
Greg Schleppenbach will be joining us.
Oh, Greg Schleppenbach.
Snow.
Very
good. Snow's coming up. And, of course, you want to watch out for icebergs today, too, with all that snow.
Oh,
it
Lord.
Could be, watch out for the icebergs.
For all of our new listeners. In Lincoln and the surrounding areas.
There's an iceberg floating down the street.
It's coming.
Wait for it. When the boat goes under the water.
Wait for it.
Swim above the water.
There
it
is.
And then breathe above the water.
And wait for it.
Huh? So soothing.
In advance of the storm!
I'll never let go, Bruce.
There it was.
There it is.
Hey. Thank you.
Oh, my rose. Yeah, thank you.
I'll never let go.
And of course, we all say it, everybody. She let go. She couldn't make room. There's plenty of room on that thing. She could have moved over.
Jack.
Oh, but no.
Floating on the ground. 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. Heavy snow on the way, in case we haven't said that. You didn't hear that on any of your weather stations. Right now, 31 in Omaha Council Bluffs, 32 in Lincoln. Greg Schleppenbach coming up here on Spirit Mornings.
I know what they're not going to hear on other radio stations.
You're right.
Jesus loves you.
There we go.
Get to church.
All right. There you go.
And Mary loves you too.
That puts a wrap on this edition of your Spirit Morning News Update on Spirit Catholic Radio.